Hey everyone, husband here.
And I'm wife. If you've been listening to us, then you know we're all about reading the Bible and reacting to it on our first read-through. Cuss words, crying, laughing, and more.
We're passionate about creating a podcast that takes the sanctity out of the sacred text and simply stating it as we see it.
But we can't do it without your help. We're asking for your support to help us keep this podcast going.
There are two ways you can donate.
Text SACDIS, that's SACDIS, to 533-555 if you're in the U.S. with a one-time donation. Any amount helps.
Or if you'd rather start a sustaining membership, sign up on our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse. Membership levels start as low as $2 a month.
We are amazed and grateful for our fans that support us now, and you can become one too.
With your support, we can keep Sacrilegious Discourse alive and well for years to come.
So please donate today.
Text SACDIS to 533-555 if you're in the U.S.
Or sign up for our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse. Welcome to Sacrilegious Discourse.
I'm husband.
And I'm wife.
Together we're reading the Bible for the very first time.
We grew up without religion and wanted to know what all the fuss was about.
Well, what have we learned so far?
That God is a dick. And apparently some people believe in talking donkeys?
We're not trying to pass ourselves off as experts.
Nope, we're just reading the Bible for the first time and giving our first take reaction.
If you'd like to join us in this venture, you might consider starting at episode 1.
Otherwise, jump in wherever you like.
Alright, let's go read the Bible.
Yeah, let's get to it. Husband!
Wife!
Do you remember what happened in the last episode and where the hell we are today?
Well, we're in Lamentations, so it is poetry.
I like your poet dot 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 tree.
Yeah, but I mean, this last episode was all about the destruction of Jerusalem and mm-hmm. and shittiness and you know, whatever. God killed a lot of people in Jerusalem and sent them out of their city and destroyed the city and mm-hmm. and stuff like that. So
yeah.
That was Lamentations chapter 2.
And poetry. He left his footstool.
Yeah.
You're not a footstool anymore, guys.
But man, it was poetic.
That's a fact.
So that means that today we're getting into...
Well, that was Lamentations chapter 2. Yep. So today we're getting into Lamentations chapter 3.
All right, let's do this.
Okie dokie.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes. Nice
dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
All right. So now we are jumping into Lamentations chapter 3.
Okay.
Here we go.
All right.
I am the man.
I'm the man.
You are the man.
Damn the man.
Damn the man.
Yeah.
I am the man who has seen affliction by the rod of the Lord's wrath.
Man, why is he always going to be afflicting you with his rod?
I hate the Lord's rod. It's not a good end.
I mean, doesn't that just say it all for the Bible, though?
Yeah.
Like,
he struck me with his rod.
Right, right. But, like, the male-oriented way that the Bible portrays itself, mm-hmm. and just the way they speak about things is mm-hmm. is so male.
Yeah.
And yeah. you know, just men and dicks and penises and
phallic symbols.
I'm just like, come on, guys.
Rods and
grow
staffs.
Up. Grow yeah. up.
It's true, y'all fucking monkeys. He has driven me away and made me walk in darkness rather than light. Indeed, he has turned his hand against me again and again, all day long.
Sorry.
Yeah, he did. I'm so sore. All day long, he was giving me that rod. He has made my skin and my flesh grow old and has broken my bones.
Damn.
I'm sorry.
We're having a rough time getting out. Yeah, maybe we need to grow up.
He has besieged me and surrounded me with bitterness and hardship. He has made me dwell in darkness like those long dead. He has walled me in so I cannot escape. He has weighed me down with chains.
Man.
He has made it to where I hate everything. He's made me so right. fucking sad.
So bleak.
He's made sad, sad, sad. Hate, hate, dark, dark, sad.
Right. Right? Yeah. Yeah.
Like, okay,
yeah,
got
it's a lot of bad.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. Even when I call out or cry for help, that bitch shuts down my prayer.
Damn.
It doesn't say that bitch.
Oh, yeah. Well, I didn't figure it didn't say that.
Yeah, but he shuts down my prayer. He shuts it down. Okay. Yeah, yeah. He has barred my way with blocks of stone. He's made my paths crooked.
Mm.
God damn it.
You got to stay on those straight paths, you know? Mm-hmm.
But I can't because God made them crooked.
Yeah, he made them crooked. You think you could cut through and still stay on straight, you know? Like, could you cut across the grass?
You got to stay on the road.
Does it have signs that say stay off the grass? Is that what the problem is?
Probably.
Okay.
Like a bear lying in wait, like a lion in hiding. He dragged me from the path and mangled me and Jesus. Left me without help.
I mean, it's a thing, but what a dick.
Yeah, I mean, he sounds mean.
He does.
He sounds like a really mean guy.
He's giving you he won't even let you say a prayer, and then he's dragging you and mangling you from the path. And,
right? Tearing your shit up.
And things are dark, and he's got his rod. So, I mean, you know.
He drew his bow and made me the target for his arrows.
Wow.
I mean, get a new god.
I'm imagining them shooting the apple off their heads. And
right?
Stuff,
you know? Yeah. Yeah. He pierced my heart with arrows from his quiver. I became the laughing stock of all my people. They mock me in song all day long.
Of course, we're talking about Jerusalem.
Is this Jerusalem or is this Jeremiah? He's like...
No, I think we're talking about Jerusalem.
Boo! Everybody's making fun of me now.
No, it's too generic to be about a specific person. I think this is Judah/Jerusalem.
All right. I'll take your word for it. You are the man, after all.
I am the man. Damn the man.
He has filled me with bitter herbs and given me gall to drink. He has broken my teeth with gravel.
Damn.
He has trampled me in the dust. This is so depressing.
It is. Like, why would you ever even consider worshiping this God again? Like, of all, like, the things that this God is doing to, let's just assume that they're talking about the city, but mm-hmm. like, to put it in these words, you're seeing the destruction as this bad, right? Mm-hmm. Like, this is how bad it is.
Yeah.
And yet, you're going to say, in the end, you're going to say, we worship this God.
Yep.
So, I question that amount of loyalty to someone who treats you like absolute shit.
Right? He fucks up my shit. I love him so.
Right, yeah.
I have been deprived of peace. I have forgotten what prosperity is. So I say, my splendor is gone and all that I had hoped from the Lord. I remember my affliction and my wandering, the bitterness and the gall. I remember them and my soul is downcast within me. Sigh.
Okay, yeah. Okay?
Yet this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. Here we go.
They're calling to mind all the shittiness that happened, or the thing that we're about to say?
There's a colon, so I'm assuming he's like, but there's this thought I'm about to share with you. That gives me hope,
right.
Nonetheless.
Yeah.
Even in the midst of getting beat the fuck down.
Right.
Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail.
Wait, this is the same God that is mangling you,
right?
Beating you with his rod. I mean, like, what the fuck?
He doesn't hear my prayer, but he has great love. And then his compassions never fail, except for, like, when they just did.
Right.
Right? Like, yeah, what?
How do you hold these two ideas in your head at the same time?
Look, I can hold opposing views in my head at the same time because I'm a complex person.
Sure.
But these opposing views do not work.
Right.
They don't. He's a hateful, violent, vengeful, petty, jealous God, and I love him so. That doesn't work.
Yeah, yeah.
So it sounds like you're as much the problem as he is.
Right.
You know, not to victim blame, but I am going to victim blame a little bit because you're trying to drag other people in with you.
Right.
And yeah. Change our laws accordingly.
Maybe we should set up like a practice for people to come see us to, so we can help them get over abusive gods, you know?
Right.
I mean, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Like, this is what's happening here, right?
I want you to spell all of this out. He's done these shitty things to me.
Right.
But I love him so. I want you to just say that out loud. Like, if this was a human, we would, you know, be urging you to get out of that toxic relationship.
Oh, 100%.
Right?
Like, I'm just imagining all these things that they're talking about with regard to how God treats them throughout the whole Old Testament.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, specifically just now, like in this chapter.
Yeah.
But I'm imagining this being a conversation about a romantic partner that you
or
have.
Or father.
Or whatever. Or father, yeah. And I know without a doubt that the therapist is going to want you to break away from that toxic relationship.
Yeah.
Or
help you have the tools to figure out how to come to that conclusion yourself.
Sure, sure. But it's not even a question when it comes to human and human, like human interaction, right?
Yeah.
The only time we question that idea is when it comes to the fucking God that no one can prove, mm-hmm. that doesn't seem to talk to anybody.
Right.
Like, this is the only exception, is this God that just beats us the fuck down,
mm-hmm.
and then we still love it for whatever fucking reason.
Yeah, yeah. Doesn't
Why?
Work for me.
I don't get it.
I don't either.
I don't fucking get it.
I don't either. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. I say to myself, the Lord is my portion. Therefore, I will wait for him.
Mm.
I don't really know what that means, but it sounds stupid.
I mean, it sounds like you're going to cower in darkness, take the wrong path while getting mangled, mm-hmm. and waiting on God to decide that he's not going to do that to you anymore.
Please love me again, sir. Please. Please don't beat me. Please, sir. I'm sorry, sir. Please. Please love me.
Right?
The Lord is good to those whose hope is in him. No, it's not. He's not. He's not good to you.
Right.
To the one who seeks him. No, he's not. It is good to wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord.
You don't want to raise a ruckus or ask too many questions.
Yeah,
jeez.
Just hush.
Right.
It is good for a man to bear the yoke while he is young. Is it?
Mm.
Is it though?
Okay.
Let him sit alone in silence, for the Lord has lighted on him. Light on me, Lord.
I mean, this seems like a good way that they would allow for corporal punishment, mm-hmm. and, you know, things like that.
Yeah.
Because it's, they're like, you need to be, you know, beaten down in mm-hmm. order to appreciate the love that you're getting from this God.
Right.
So.
Yeah. Let him bury his face in the dust. There may yet be hope.
There may.
That's one sentence.
But there may.
Let him bury his face in the dust. There may yet be hope.
Right.
What? Like, that doesn't.
No.
I'm
hating this.
Let him offer his cheek to one who would strike him, and let him be filled with disgrace.
Okay.
I'm going to pass.
I'm going to pass on that.
You first.
Yeah.
For no one is cast off by the Lord forever.
No, that's not exactly true, though.
Just for several generations.
Like but right. Yeah, I mean, if we're saying no one as in, like, the entire realm of history, maybe he did love a couple of people over time, mm-hmm. according to the Bible.
Right.
But generally, he has fucked over a lot of people, too.
Yeah, yes.
So.
Though he brings grief, he will show compassion. So great is his unfailing love.
Mm-hmm.
If you say so.
Right.
For he does not willingly bring affliction or grief to anyone.
I call bullshit on that. He on purpose does it all the fucking time.
Willingly. Get the fuck out of here.
In fact, I think that we've read parts where he actually enjoys it.
Yeah. Yeah. To crush underfoot all prisoners in the land, to deny people their rights before the Most High, to deprive them of justice. Would not the Lord see such things?
I mean, I would assume if he is a god, that a god would see such things, but chooses still not to do anything about them for whatever fucked up, stupid reason that he has.
This chapter is why not only don't I believe in God, but why actually I cannot believe in God. Right,
yeah. No, this is bullshit.
I hate this chapter, FYI, in case you didn't know.
No, I mean, you know what? I feel like we say this, sorry guys. I feel like we say this every time, but like, this book started off with a lot of promise.
Did it?
And it's going down fucking hill.
Who can speak and have it happen if the Lord has not decreed it? It is not from the mouth of the Most High. I'm sorry, let me start over. Is it not from the mouth of the Most High that both calamities and good things come?
That's what they would have us believe.
Yes, good and bad things do happen.
Right, but not because of a fucking God.
Right. Why should the living complain when punished for their sins? Because I get to be the judge of that, motherfucker, not you.
Right.
Let us examine our ways and test them, and let us return to the Lord. No thanks. Let us lift up our hearts and our hands to God in heaven and say... Okay, ready?
I'm ready.
This is what we're supposed to say.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
This is the prayer we should pray.
Oh, okay.
We have sinned and rebelled, and you have not forgiven. You have covered yourself with anger and pursued us. You have slain without pity. You have covered yourself with a cloud so that no prayer can get through. You have made us scum and refuse among the nations. All our enemies have opened their mouths wide against us. We have suffered terror and pitfalls, ruin and destruction. Streams of tears flow from my eyes because my people are destroyed. We're done quoting the thing.
That's what we're supposed to say to God?
Yeah, we're supposed to say
suffered. Hey, you're being a dick.
Yeah, we've suffered all those things.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, now we're back to whoever is saying this shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Supposedly Jeremiah.
Or Jerusalem.
Streams of tears flow from my eyes because my people are destroyed. My eyes will flow unceasingly without relief until the Lord looks down from heaven and sees. What I see brings grief to my soul because of all the women in my city. Those who were my enemies without cause hunted me like a bird. They tried to end my life in a pit and threw stones at me.
Now, you know what? This does sound like this was written by Jeremiah.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is actually referencing things that happened to him.
Yeah. He's like, this sucks. This is bullshit.
Right.
I hate this. The people were mad at me. And
this sounds much more like Jeremiah.
Yeah. The waters closed over my head, and I thought I was about to perish. I called on your name, Lord, from the depths of the pit. You heard my plea. Do not close your ears to my cry for relief. You came near when I called you, and you said, do not fear. You, Lord, took up my case. You redeemed my life. Lord, you have seen the wrong done to me. Uphold my cause. You have seen the depth of their vengeance, all their plots against me. Lord, you have heard their insults, all their plots against me. What my enemies whisper and mutter against me all day long. Look at them. Sitting or standing, they mock me in their songs. Pay them back what they deserve, Lord, for what their hands have done.
This is definitely written by Jeremiah.
Yeah, because he's
this is total. This is exactly what was happening.
He's like,
this is
fuck exactly those the wording fuckers.
Being used early on by Jeremiah.
Yes, yes. Put a veil over their hearts and may your curse be on them. Pursue them in anger and destroy them from under the heavens of the Lord. The end.
Wow. We commented on this throughout Jeremiah, but like, it must be nice to have a God that you can use as a personal vengeance tool.
Right.
You know?
Not that like, I don't blame him. I mean, like, I might make such a prayer from the pit.
Sure.
You know, if I'm about to die in a fucking cistern. Fuck all my enemies
type thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Like, oh, you gonna get it.
Right.
If I get out of here, y'all better run.
Right. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I might make similar, but I don't know about that whole asking God, get him, God.
Right. Yeah.
Like, that's a little bit different.
And he's writing this from the perspective of he's in a pit ready to die.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he's talking about all this shittiness that's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you almost died because people didn't like you, man.
Yeah.
So, whatever.
But also, let's look at why.
Right.
You were a double agent and you were talking shit.
Right. And you were called out on that double agent shit more than once.
Yeah. They did tell you stop. And then you kept going and they were like, oh, okay, we're going to put you in a pit now.
Well, you remember, they called him out in it then. But they also called him out on it after the fall of Jerusalem, too.
Yeah.
Like, there was multiple times. Mm-hmm. Multiple times he was called out on that stuff.
I mean, early on, they put him in that stockade that was like a torture device. Right. But even before that, they were like, you need to shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
And he was like, nah.
Right.
So, I mean, yes. Were the people, like, mean to him? Yes. Did he deserve, like, the amount of pain and angst that came against him? Questionable. Like, probably not.
Right.
But is it, you know, expected? Absolutely.
I feel like this was a little bit out of place. Well, Lamentations is only 5 chapters, so
yeah.
I don't want to say it's out of place, but it feels not in the same vein as the first chapter.
The first chapter for sure was like, this is sadness, and, you know, we as a people are mourning the loss of our city.
Right.
And the loss of our birthright.
Well, and I just assumed when we started this chapter that we were reading this from the perspective of Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
But it was Jeremiah talking.
It was Jeremiah.
So.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, that was Lamentations chapter 3.
Sure as fuck was.
Which means that we'll be back tomorrow with
Lamentations chapter 4.
All right. We'll see you then.
Bye.
Hey, wife, I guess that's the end?
But husband, that's just sad.
It doesn't have to be. We are on lots of social media platforms like Twitter. Our handle there is sacrilegious_D.
For D's nuts.
Oh my God. Stop doing that. Anyway, we're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. There's a link to all of our social media sites at our website.
Ooh, we have a website?
Yeah, it's sacrilegiousdiscourse.com, where you can also find a link to our merch shop.
We have a merch shop?
Yep. We have podcast-themed clothing, mugs, notebooks, and more, as well as an atheist and science-themed products.
Wow, our fans should really go check that out right now.
Definitely. They can get in touch with us by sending an email to sacrilegiousdiscourse@gmail.com. But before they do that, we could really use some help.
Oh yeah? With what?
Well, it's not free running the podcast, and we need some financial support in order to get better equipment, which will free up time so we can concentrate on our podcast and our fans.
Okay, so what should they do?
Head over to patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse and sign up as a contributor on our podcast. Supporters there receive additional bi-weekly episodes that we record just for our Patreon members for as little as $2 a month.
Also, we'd really appreciate it if you would like and subscribe on whatever platform you're using.
And Apple Podcast reviews help us out tremendously.
Like and subscribe. Leave an Apple review. Join us on Twitter. Support us on Patreon. That's a lot of instructions. Don't forget to say thanks.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.